are here at the 2017 GAC with PolicyWorks, Cindy Williams. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking.
Absolutely. It's an exciting place to be.
It is. There's a lot of people walking back and forth. We're right outside the exhibit hall up here in the upper lobby area, and it's a crowded. I think they broke a record attendance this year, I heard.
That's great. I hadn't heard that. That's awesome.
Breaking news.
Yeah. There we go. We got it right here. I heard it from you.
Via CUNA. So, hey, let's talk about your show expectations, goals. What's the buzz you're hearing? Because you're all about regulations, compliance, all that good stuff. What are you hearing so far?
Well, the big news I've been hearing so far is the potential for what they're calling Choice Act 2. Jeb Hensarling's original bill, he'll probably introduce a new bill that will have some revisions to it. So this is sort of a do-over.
Okay.
And it's an opportunity for voices to be heard. So I know CUNA has some advocacy efforts toward trying to get the word out of some things they'd like to see on behalf of credit unions that might provide a little bit of regulatory relief. So that's kind of the buzz right now. Is what's that going to look like, that version 2?
What's the timeline on this? Is it like 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years?
Any of those.
I love your honesty.
You know, originally I think we had heard and hoped it was going to be fairly soon, but you know, the last word I heard as of yesterday is that it could even be into late summer.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it's kind of up in the air. It's definitely coming, but we don't really have a good timeline yet.
Is this all kind of part of the Dodd-Frank gutting or whatever they're going to do with it? Is that kind of part of this?
Yes.
Kind of a subsidiary of it or something?
It is part of it. So this would be the bill that could potentially revise Dodd-Frank.
Wow, okay.
So I don't think any of us thinks that Dodd-Frank is going to go away, but this bill could definitely amend it. And of course, we're all hoping there would be some relief in those amendments.
Yes, exactly. Good point. Hey, the new administration, when they came into office, they said there's going to be a regulation freeze, and everybody kind of froze.
We all froze.
Like, what? So what's the reality here? What is the real message here? What's going on?
Well, first of all, this is not unusual. Pretty much every president in the last many years has done the same thing.
Okay, nothing new. All right.
It's nothing new. And the interesting piece of it is that it does not apply to independent agencies. So the CFPB is an independent agency. Mm-hmm. So technically, they can choose whether or not they want to abide by that request.
That's interesting.
It is. So
aren't they on kind of thin ice right now?
They're a little bit. And so they're being pretty quiet right now.
Yeah, they are.
So I don't think we're going to see any new rules coming out from the CFPB during this time.
Okay.
So, it created a lot of buzz when everybody said, oh my gosh, we have a freeze on regulations.
Well, that's a shocking announcement
It's shocking, but it's happened before.
Okay.
It just didn't hit the news like it has this time.
Interesting how that happens. All right. Hey, speaking of what's going to happen later, what are expectations? It sounds like the regulations are going to be lighter this year. Is that kind of the expectations based on what's happening so far?
I think so. Although, you know, I'm not sure we'll see anything yet this year even.
Wow.
It takes a while. A lot of this really is statutory, so it has to start in Congress. Mm-hmm. And then after that becomes rolled out, then the rules have to change. Mm-hmm. So it's just a little bit of a slow process.
Okay.
So I'm not sure how quickly we're going to benefit from any potential changes that might happen.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I think the important thing is that, you know, the ball is slowly rolling.
Okay.
So that's kind of where we're at. So this year probably will be the year where we start to see the ideas behind the changes that might come.
Okay. So are credit unions right now just kind of like in limbo? Well, I don't want to say limbo, kind of like in the seventh inning stretch kind of thing. They're like, they can kind of sit back and relax for a moment before any of this stuff kicks into gear again?
They are, although I'm telling credit unions, don't relax.
Okay.
Use this time to shore up, you know, your internal policies, your processes, so when the changes come, you're ready.
Okay.
You don't have to worry about working on other things.
Yeah.
So this is a good time.
Okay.
Just to kind of look at your program, see if you need to make any changes or updates, and then be prepared.
Love it. Great message to end on. I love that. That was a perfect message to end on. Thank you so
much,
Cindy.
Great to be here. Thank you.
It's always fun. I enjoy having you in the studio lounge. So
yeah, it's
fun.
Great.
Great information as well. So
good.
Thank you.
Awesome.